soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on August 15, 2015. This message is a Thus Saith the Lord, I will interrupt your program. The Lord is going to interrupt our ways of life, our manners of life, for his fierce wrath and judgments are going to be suddenly made known. The Lord says they will come suddenly. Unexpected, from high, from low, from here and there. And the Lord says, fear me, saith the Lord. The following is a pre-recorded message from February 26, 2010, as I relayed then, at that hour, what the Lord was speaking. Blessed is the person that waits before the Lord and listens to his voice and hearkens, takes heed to these things. This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is February 26, 2010. And I'm wanting to share more about what the Lord's been sharing with me over the last several weeks as I've been reflecting on the message, the alarm, that's calling people to seek the face of God, hear his voice, hide in the Lord, because he has risen up to judge. He's dealing with the sins and iniquities of the earth. The scriptures are being fulfilled. The coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. And you want to make sure you know the Lord, because there's going to be multitudes giving up their faith in Jesus Christ. Great deception is coming in the earth. False Christ, false prophets and teachers, false doctrines, societal upheaval takes place, and there's wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines and pestilence takes place, betrayal, and people giving up their faith. This is why you've got to prepare through prayer, seeking the Lord, reading the scripture, making a commitment to Jesus Christ. That way, no matter what happens, because look at, our world is changing right before your eyes. And what's amazing to me is how people don't see it, don't notice it. You know, but God warns his beloved. He warns people. He warned Noah. God was going to judge and flood the whole earth. But God warned Noah by faith about things that had not been seen as yet, never had rained before. God warned Noah. And he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. That's Hebrews 11:7. God warned Lot. He was in a wicked Sodom and Gomorrah area. And that whole area and the plains were literally destroyed, but God sent angels and warned Lot to flee for his life. See, God's going to tell you. And the prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the fool goes on and is punished. Don't ignore the signs, ladies and gentlemen. They're clearly outlined for us in the scripture. With a prayerful heart, be willing to see something that you might not want to see. No one wants to see hardship happen. No one wants to see negative things happen. But we have to not deny the reality of these things. We're seeing the greatest economic catastrophe in the world's history. There's great distress among the nations. Trigger-happy politicians and rich men behind the scenes that govern the political leaders of the world have an agenda, conspiracy. It's against you. It's against me. It's against the Lord. They hate God. There's a tyrant coming, one that's empowered by the dragon Satan himself. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the things that are happening in our world. They're calling for a world government, a world religion, a world leader. They're calling for this. It's in the magazines. They're freely talking about it now. The New World Order. I've said it a few years ago on a broadcast that we're under the influence. You're under the influence. to one degree to another, and it's been systematic, scientific, laid out to affect your thinking, to affect your behavior. And look at this nation, what's happened to it. It was a great nation at one time, had glory and power and prominence and peace. But all these things will vanish and are vanishing right before our eyes. You need to be committed to Jesus. You need to be serving Him in His kingdom. Because these things of the world, they're passing away. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And you're to stand fast in these days, in the coming times of darkness. God will rise upon you with His light and His glory as you're abiding in Him. I'm absolutely amazed at the brainwashing. You know, there's a reason I've been sharing with my friends that they call it television or TV programming. Because it is programming. There's a reason why they would call it the news networks or the news agencies. Do you understand? They're lying. They're deceiving. They're leading the people, the multitudes, astray. Over the last year and a half or so, as this economic catastrophe was unwinding, it is estimated that $23 trillion was taken and given to bankers to invest as they wished in foreign nations, foreign investments, without any accounting given. The Federal Reserve, which isn't federal, it's a private bank, loaning to other banks, took $23 trillion. And the people must pay it back through taxes. That's a judgment, ladies and gentlemen. You have lying political leaders, from the president down. Recent days, the Lord led me to study pirates. The theme came to me about the pirates. What are pirates? They steal. Now, these men are doing the same thing. They may not be in boats, but they're stealing from the nations across the world. They're weakening the currencies. They're bringing us into a direction to where there will be a one world government, a one world currency, happening right before your eyes. And the book of Revelation talks about the time will come. A beast system that's empowered by the dragon. And one of the heads of this beast system is wounded as by a sword, but it recovers. And the whole world wonders after the beast. And another beast arises. This is in Revelation chapter 13. That in the sight of the beast causes all men everywhere, all languages and tribes and peoples, to receive a mark in their hand and their forehead. The number of his name, 666, in the image of the beast. You will not be able to buy or sell without this mark. You can see how so logical that is. All of this is logical, ladies and gentlemen. But we're forewarned because it's a rebellion against the Lord. See, God the Father gave you a leader to follow. His name's Jesus Christ. He's a king. But the people said, no, we don't want that Lord. We will take another man, that one that comes in his own name. And this is what Jesus told the Jews that were rejecting him 2,000 years ago. I come to you in my Father's name, you reject me, but another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. That's the danger about not submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Because everyone that is not in the Lamb's Book of Life will worship the dragon, will worship the beast and his image. And whoever does, the Bible's clear. You'll be burned in hell. The smoke of your torment will burn perpetually without end. And all these rich men, the mighty men, the wise men, that have banded together, even secular and spiritual, against the Lord God and against his Messiah, will cry out to the rocks to fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and of the Lamb. for the time of his judgment is at hand. This was prophesied by Jesus himself. This is in the book of Revelation. This is in the prophets. They'll hide in the rocks and the caves, Isaiah chapter 2, and the jagged rocks, from the glory of the Lord, as it's revealed. And God will have the last laugh. The programming. I encourage you to do a study on the history of the New World Order, but in the beginning of the 19th century, in the early 1900s, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefellers, they banded together to create foundations to change education in the United States of America. The eugenics, the desire to create a super race. You have the Freemasons, which is a secret society that's Egyptian spiritualism. It goes back to the ancient times. They have an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. They have rituals and rites that they act out right in front of your eyes. And the people perceive it not. A reading from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and following. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. This nation doesn't know right from wrong, left from right, up from down. It's topsy-turvy for the most part. And the spiritual churches, wouldn't you not think they would perceive what is true from what is false? Would you not think they'd be grieved for the sins and the transgressions of the people that have offended God? Yeah, you can go to the churches for the most part and hear a good sermon. They use the Bible. They quote the scripture. There's religious activity. There's good for humanity. But it's what they don't say. Where's the Lord in the religious systems? They don't say, where's the Lord? They don't say, where's his presence? Where's his voice? What is he doing? They don't care. Nothing's new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. This is in Jeremiah chapter 2 as well. The priests say not, where's the Lord? The prophets say not, where's the Lord? My people say not, where's the Lord? And what will you do in the end thereof? God wrote Ichabod upon his house of glory that he built and esteemed and called. When they departed from him and absorbed foreign gods and practices, it was offensive to him. He's a holy, high God. One to be feared and loved and respected. God will have the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen. The programming is taking place. The little children don't know the Lord for the most part. Films of sorcery, pornography, sin, iniquity, abundance and pride and foolishness, self-centeredness, have gripped this heart of this nation and turned it against the Lord. And the people do not want to hear the truth. Well, God has set a snare for you, O nation, United States of America, and you'll have your day of reckoning. The sorcery and the rituals that are done by the politicians of Freemasonry. Did you know that when a president stands in inauguration, a ritual and a rite is performed right in front of your eyes, calling upon the underworld to empower him. And when he dies, he lays in state, which is talking about and revealing in ritual form his departing into the underworld. The obelisk, the symbol in Washington, D.C., the goddess Columbia. Every state capital in the United States of America is full of idols, idolatry. They did it right in front of you. Not opposed, not rejected, but embraced. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to either stand with the Lord or fall with the nation. You either will fear the Lord and be blessed by him, or you'll be under his judgment as he reveals his mighty power. I encourage you to seek the Lord. Seek his face. Do what he tells you to do. He loves you. And he says, "Fear not, my little flock, for I have told you all these things." He has told you. He's shared to you in the scriptures what would come to pass, what would take place. And he's given you the Holy Spirit that you will know what to speak and what to do in that hour. And you will have the grace to withstand laying down your life as even he did and suffered at the hand of Pilate and a religious system.
Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
This is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on August 15, 2015. Today's headlines on MarketWatch are about crude oils. Crude oil futures in the futures commodity market. Crude oil has fallen to a six-year low, ladies and gentlemen. Crude oil prices haven't been this low in nearly 6.5 years. But right now there's a disparity between the price of crude oil and rising temporarily gasoline prices due to other issues. It's important to take a look at a chart. A chart is a picture of price in history. Now stay tuned. I'm going to play a clip pre-recorded just from a couple days ago on here, To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. This is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on August 13, 2015. And first thing in the morning on August 11th this week, I had written a document to the broker of record at Keller Williams in Bozeman, Montana, stipulating that the market could change due to the economic situation in the world, particularly citing Greece, China, and global debt surmounting, and that the stock market breaking through the support area could indicate a reversal in the trend, meaning that smart money will look for other alternative investment opportunities other than the stock market. When the stock market falls through its support and its trend is down, it'd be like trying to invest as the giant boulder rolls down the mountain. Later that day on Tuesday, August 11, sure enough, China's currency, the yuan, was devalued and it spooked the market and the stock market, breaking through the 200-day moving average, which is a key line in the sand. Watch these things, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Trevor Davis back. I'm going to sign out for this segment of To The Point Report. Stay tuned for a very important message from RealtyReportNetwork.com. This is Trevor Davis with the RealtyReportNetwork.com, sponsor of this broadcast today. And as I've been relaying, I am a real estate broker in the state of California, Wyoming, and licensee in Montana, creating this network to facilitate buyers and sellers in real estate transactions. And my key objective is to provide service, ethical fiduciary service. If you know what that means, bottom line, it's to do the transaction as if it was my own property. And I utilize all the skills, all the training, and all the special proprietary manners in which I perceive and scope what's on the horizon and how to manage risk. Now, not everything is presentable. We have knowns and we have unknowns, but it's very important through wisdom and skill of understanding and knowledge to utilize what's available to be in the right place at the right time doing the right things. And that's what RealtyReportNetwork.com is here to provide. I've been expecting for years more catastrophic economic events, and that's why it's very important to utilize the current economic environment, such as the tremendously low interest rates, because it's good for the seller and it's good for the buyer, and this is the opportune time to come together and work out a transaction. This is the time to invest in what? If you need counsel in this area, I am the chief principal of Global Financial Strategists, and I am the licensee. Yes, but there are ideas, there are
things that you want to invest in, particularly if you've been trading heavily in the stock market when prices are teetering at highs, but it had broken through support and major line in the sand called the 200-day moving average just this week. You have historic moves in the commodity market. You have currencies are changing, and the IMF is announcing a new reserve currency coming up soon. So these are rumors, and interest rates may change, and you have open doors with illegal aliens coming into the United States, and it's affecting the true numbers of the workforce. Listen, you want to look at real estate as a commodity and trade it effectively. If you're a seller, that's true. When to go in the market, how to time it, how to describe your market, how to price it. If you're a buyer, it's how to look for what. What are the key objectives? Don't make assumptions. Don't presume that things are always going to stay the same. You've got to think outside the box. I would like to remind you not to boast at all in any manner, I tell you. But it is, I report the truth. And in 2004, 2005, as a real estate broker in California, I was managing a listing, a $1.5 million listing in Orange County, California, and it was a difficult transaction. But as I strategized and analyzed the market, and through those proprietary manners in which I have perception, I was convinced that the real estate market, even though the headlines were on a day-to-day basis, high median price, new price, new price, new price, high, new record, I knew the market was going to drop and fall suddenly. And yet, if I talk to other realtors or other real estate professionals, no, they saw endless prosperity. In fact, California Association of Realtors had chief economist speaking at Whittier College, as I recall. Other realtors were reporting me that I was wrong in saying that the real estate market was going to crash, because they were saying it was going to prosper, 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 and I realized they were describing the Titanic. Well, rubber meets the road when you put your action to your words, and I knew to leave Orange County, California. And on June 17, 2005, over 10 years ago, I relocated to Bozeman, Montana. And I was in consulting. I consulted with a mixed-use destination location in the state of Wyoming, and this is why I segued and got my license, and I've learned a lot. I've learned how to watch the horizon, manage risk. There's things known and unknown, and you want to be at the right place at the right time. Now, that was the first forecast, yes, that I recall doing, and that came to pass. Certainly it did. The real estate market dropped like a rock, and everything came to stop. But I'm reading from a published article from September 26, 2008. It's published by me that on 11/11/2007, I was en route to the Caribbean to speak. And I wrote down this message. It was a cresting wave. And I was speaking of economy and other issues that were going to literally crash and ripple throughout the world. And I spoke this on international radio, and I spoke it throughout North America, South America, and Central America. And I spoke about this wave, this catastrophic wave that would ripple all over the world. And this is a quote. There's a cresting wave that is coming. It's on the horizon, and it is here. It's arrived. And the important thing to tell people, the difference between riding the wave, being in position, observing it, and literally taking action so you can ride the wave, as opposed to being totally oblivious, not alert, not noticing the horizon, and having that wave that's cresting right now crashing upon you. So this wave is actually cresting right now, and with the economy, and there's drought, and there are other serious changes in laws, particularly in the United States and the United Kingdom. So what you want to do is ride it, ride the wave. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, the same article, next line. There are going to be changes and huge catastrophic changes in commodity values and declining currencies and uprising currencies, because they work in pairs. One goes up, one goes down. It's like a dollar buys a lot of lemons, the dollar weakens, it doesn't buy as many lemons. This is how it works. So with the wisdom of God and through the direction of God, the Spirit, you can actually position yourself and actually preserve your capital and even increase capital. These things are important, ladies and gentlemen. That surely came to pass and happened. But now, As of this week, as I've reported and you've heard in this broadcast, on August 11th, 2015, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I wrote a real estate broker in Bozeman, Montana, a personal letter stating that the global situation with Greece, China, the insurmountable global debt, and if the stock market pierces through its support, it could actually indicate a change in the trend, and we don't know how catastrophic it'll be, but it'll change the current economic environment. It'll be like dominoes. And if the floors buckle, it'll be like a giant boulder rolling down the mountain. And it's so sad to say, it's so unfortunate that the general public is in the stock market. They buy and just hope for the best. But why would you invest and buy when you know it's going to lose value? Smart money does not do that. You need to know when to go in, when to get out, and if it doesn't do what you thought and things change, you need to manage your risk. Same is true for real estate. There is investment opportunity in real estate. You want to invest in land, you want to invest in food production, you want to be investing in places, locations that are away from borders and that have flooded waters that are poisoned and other issues that are underway in our current headlines of the day. It's very, very important. Think outside the box. Form partnerships. Form alliances that are upright, that you can work in agreement with people and use your skills. They use their skills and come together and do these investment opportunities that will bring safety to you in unique, beautiful locations and ride out these storms. And I was relaying the story in this letter that I wrote August 11th at 8 o'clock in the morning and handed it to this real estate broker in Bozeman, Montana. Supervising broker. I was handed that letter back, and when I went home later that day, it was this very headlines on the news. The Chinese currency, the yuan, was devalued, and it spooked the market, is quote unquote, and the stock market tumbled, breaking through the 200-day moving average. Now, we don't know that this is the beginning, but one day it will surely come. When things start buckling and falling, and the prices start falling, then the people think, well, I'm going to wait for it to go back up and then get out. Well, what happens often is you never see a return to that price because now the trend, you have lower lows, lower lows, lower lows. And then it makes huge drops downwards and we may never see the highs again. So there's nothing wrong with taking your profit. Don't be greedy in the market. Manage risk, take profits, manage it. What's your objective? There's a lot of complications. I'm not giving you stock market counsel. I'm just talking to you as one that understands price movement and risk. And what I would do if it was myself, I would protect my capital. And I would look to meet investment opportunities that met needs of people. And that's what I would do. So I currently have a gas station listing in Bozeman, Montana. It's a gas station / convenience store. It's food and gas services. And it meets all the criteria of location, 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 which is very synonymous with real estate. We have the street location, the ideal entry, exit in Bozeman, Montana, in the beautiful city of Bozeman, Montana, which is best place to retire, best place to live, on and on awards, as well as Gallatin County, which has been esteemed as one of the fastest growing microeconomies in the United States of America. Think outside the box, form a partnership, take hold of a gas station investment, or there's riverfront property I have vacant land away from it all, but great access, other properties as well. Contact me, Trevor Davis, 866-536-4605, and don't forget that beautiful property I've told you about, 4,000 plus acres, Central Montana, multiple income streams.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.